This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Both back from our time off, so let's catch up with the news. And in fact, I have deliberately been avoiding the headlines about the Riverside City Hall to-do because I have wanted you to explain all this to me. So now, apparently, not one but two lawsuits over the Riverside mayor's veto powers could or could not move forward, although the city manager's contract that sparked all of this has been terminated. So catch us up and what's up.
Well, sure. This was one of the lawsuits was filed by the mayor himself, Rusty Bailey, to kind of enforce the veto power that he says he has over the city manager's contract, and the council and the city attorneys say he doesn't have. And now a private citizen, a Riverside resident, has filed his own lawsuit, basically saying the same thing, that the mayor has the right and the power to veto the city manager's contract. So one or the other or both could go forward. The mayor hasn't said for sure. He said he was inclined to continue it, but he hasn't said for sure, at least publicly, whether he's going to do that. But the other resident, his name is Ben Clymer Jr. He owns a body shop, and he's the president of the Lincoln Club of Riverside County, Republican organization. He says he does want to press forward to see whether or not the mayor has the veto authority. He says he doesn't think bureaucrats should be able to skirt the rules. I'm not sure how that jibes with this because it was the city council that voted to extend the contract and then voted just more recently to fire the city manager. Now, some people are concerned that this is going to cause instability, that firing a city manager after extending his contract sends kind of a message to potential future city managers that the city may not be on the most stable track. But, you know, Ken, there are a couple of other issues going on here. One of the city council members, Andy Melendrez, says that he believes the mayor may have violated attorney-client privilege by releasing a memo from an outside counsel to a reporter. And so there's possibly going to be an internal investigation of that. In addition, the city council most recently has decided to study capping the pay of city managers. And so that's just beginning. They want to put that on a fast track because they do want to hire another city manager pretty soon.
I was going to say, in terms of these lawsuits, it seems like if they aren't, it might be preferable to have them on a fast track, too, because who's going to want to apply for a city manager of a city that's arguing over just exactly who can hire and fire the city manager and how much he gets paid and whether it's capped and da-da-da?
You know, that's certainly a concern. And another concern is what's going to become of the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Culture and Art. That was a project of the former city manager, the one who was just fired, John Russo. And so people are wondering, you know, that's not exactly signed, sealed, delivered, but there's a big community fundraising effort going on. And will that continue in the absence of John Russo?
Okay, so we're going to have to keep looking at that into the future. Next, the sentencing of the former San Bernardino County assessor in the colony's corruption case will be delayed until fall. Now, I remember a few weeks ago we talked about the fact that this might be delayed. Do you want to catch us up on this?
Well, sure. The former assessor, also former county supervisor, is Bill Postmus. If you'll remember, he pled guilty to 15 felonies for acts that were committed when he was the assessor, 2007 to 2008, and also to accepting a bribe from Jeff Burham, one of the defendants in the colony's case who was acquitted. And now Postmus has fired his legal team, gotten new lawyers, and he wants to withdraw his guilty plea. He had agreed to plead guilty and to become a witness for the prosecution. And yet when he got on the stand, he denied that he thought of the money that he got from Burham as a bribe. So now his new attorney apparently intends to file a motion to withdraw that guilty plea. This is the second time the sentencing was delayed. He was initially scheduled to be sentenced in January. And then this past month in April, now with his new lawyer, it's been extended to November.
Finally, a man who decided to preach at the end of an Avengers showing in Redlands sparked a panic by moviegoers who wondered whether or not there was a mass shooter in the audience. Explain this incident to me.
Yeah, this sounded like kind of scary. This was at the end of Avengers Infinity War, that new movie, which was out a week ago Thursday. This happened at the Harkins Mountain Grove in Redlands. Witnesses said a man stood up and started shouting about God and people needing to repent for their sins. And people panicked. They thought this might be a man with a gun. People ran for the exits. One woman fell from a balcony over the exit aisle and was trampled.
Good heavens.
Yeah. Ken, this to me is the nearest thing to shouting fire in a crowded theater. People are very mindful of the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting, and of course the December 2nd, 2015 shooting in San Bernardino at that employees gathering. People thought they heard shots, you know, massive police response. Police were able to determine no shots were fired. There wasn't a gun. But the man said he does like to stand up and preach at the end of movies all the time. You know, one would hope that he would rethink that after seeing what happened.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. These days, with these kinds of things in the news just every other week, you might want to think about the consequences of doing anything in a movie theater other than sitting there and being quiet and watching.
One would hope that he could find a street corner where he could preach or maybe outside the theater afterward.
Exactly. Okay, Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments anytime at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.